Oh, the car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered, like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches. But there aren't, right?
Right, because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup, and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Chatterbox Crew. My name is Nathaniel Next.
I love how we did it literally at the same time, girl. We quit. Not planned at all, guys.
And who are you?
I'm Maria.
Oh, my God. I hope that you all grabbed a drink and a snack and y'all ready for a chat.
Oh, and Zuki's here.
Oh, yeah, and Zuki.
Don't disrespect him.
I'm so sorry.
Don't disrespect his presence, because he literally starts stepping all over our snackies.
Our snack. We have
that
candy.
Nathaniel provided.
That someone else provided.
Wait, are you still into it?
We have a bunch of shit. We have these sour strips. We have some Pampers s'mores bites. We're gonna get into the snacks when we get into the snacks.
Also, be fat.
Don't these look like those like square edibles that I used to buy?
Oh yeah,
like, the ones that were 100 milligrams. And I took two of them and died.
Yeah, I remember.
I took two.
Oh my God.
That's literally what these look like. I remember the first time I tried it, I was like,
Mems.
But Maria.
Well, this week, honestly, has been pretty good. Well, it started off rocky, but, like, I think it's already been rocky.
Yeah, uh-huh.
It's been rocky the last, like, honestly, months, but, like, it really got rockier the last, like, 2-3 weeks. But, yeah, the beginning of the week, it was still in that rockiness. and then probably, like, honestly, probably the last few days, probably, like, Thursday-ish. I've been feeling more better.
Really?
I decided to like start tapping. I mean, I'm still not fully better, obviously. But I'm trying to like tap into like that like called? I literally had it in my head. And then I said, don't remember.
It always happens. But when like, this camera turns on, everything goes out of my mind.
Tap into my positive energy, I guess. Like I'm very much a person like focused on the negative.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I need to focus on the positive. So
that wasn't me agreeing. That was me saying that I do it too.
Okay. I mean, I wasn't taking offense to it, because this is very much true. But the thing is, like, especially for, like, the last few weeks, I was definitely just staying in that negative era. And I feel like in the past, I was much more, maybe in the past, I mean, like, recently, I've been better at, like, getting myself out of it. Because I've always kind of been like that, where I stay in the negative energy. But I feel like I've been getting good at getting myself out of it. But the last few weeks, it was very hard to tap out of it. But I'm tapping into that positive energy now.
You need to be that positive energy girl.
I'm telling you, New York is really all that's getting me.
I know. We leave in like
New
five,
York is
all,
especially those rocky weeks with Daniel. I was like, I can't believe I'm hurting.
You're like,
I just need this. I told you last time, again, I was a little rocky. And then we came back from New York. Amazing.
Like, you're laying
like,
in bed.
Like, definitely still had some problems, but like, I felt reset.
You're laying in bed watching a live of someone walk through New York, a single tear falling from your eye, and you're like,
literally, I need motion sickness. I'm like, I'm gonna be there soon. Like, I'm going to be there.
I can't wait to be there.
Literally.
Literally me, though. I mean, I've been feeling pretty.
Now you've been feeling better, which is good.
I've been in, especially these last few weeks.
You know the summer song "Summertime Sadness" by Lana Del Rey. When I was sad, I was listening to that song a lot. I was like, "Well, I really am sad."
You're
in
like,
July,
yes.
"Summertime Sadness."
Summertime.
I don't know. I think it's. I try. I'm telling you, I try to get into the positive energy. So I was like, I think that's kind of funny. So like, that was my way of trying to be positive. Fun. I was sad.
Making
but
a little
I
joke.
You.
No,
yeah.
You're okay. Mom, my life. So behind the scenes tea. Me and Maria haven't filmed for like 2 weeks. This is the first time we're going back and filming in 2 weeks because I had a guest. Staying at my house, and I gotta tell you a few things. Oh, I wish I would have transferred the photos over to my phone so I could show you the pictures. Should we do that real quick? No,
do you wanna?
Do I really? Actually, yeah. We'll be right back. I need you to see these pictures.
Okay, girl.
You have to see.
Wait, are the dick pics you were telling me about?
Yeah. They're the. Okay.
I'm excited.
We're gonna be hyping
these up, y'all.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Okay, I am so sorry. I just really had to get those pictures so that Marie can see. Okay, so
this was
our last night. I just want to get into. The whole week was very lovely. I had the best time. There was one moment where I was in a really sour mood for like literally no reason at all, and he was like, it was raining outside, and you know I love the rain. Mm-hmm. But it started raining at like 9:30 p.m. So it was so dark outside, so you couldn't even, like, I couldn't even enjoy it because I love mm-hmm. to sit outside.
Yeah, yeah.
And so he's like, well, let's just go sit in my car. So we went and sat in the car, and bitch, I don't know, the work was really bad that day, mm-hmm. and I was literally sitting in the car like,
really?
I don't know what was going on, oh. and I kept going like, so are you ready to go inside?
Oh my god.
I don't know. And it was also like, me time is very important to me.
That's very much important to me too.
I really, really need that me time. Mm-hmm. And I didn't get a whole lot of it the whole mm-hmm. time he was here. And I think, especially at that time, I was just like, okay. And what you need to know is that me time consists of me doing like brain rotting on my phone, basically.
I consider me time literally just like me by myself, honestly. Doing whatever it is, it doesn't matter. As long as it's just being by myself, that's my me time.
My me time is usually just brain writing on my phone. Mm-hmm. And I can do that with him in the room with me, and like we could still chat. But like every time I get on my phone, he'd be like, are you not having a good time? And I'd be like, oh my god. And then I really need to be on my phone just for like, okay, that sounds crazy. Like obviously I didn't need to be. But like I just need some sort of me time that consisted of something like that for like just like an hour. And I did end up taking a bath and I did end up feeling better. Mm-hmm. But still.
That's nice. But like you weren't like living in the moment.
No,
you
I wasn't
like
living in the
wanting
moment.
A different moment.
But it was raining hard outside and we were in this car and I kept opening the door and just putting my face out mm-hmm. and letting the water hit my face. And I was like, I'm in heaven. Oh, like this mm-hmm. actually feels like heaven though.
Yeah.
He just kept talking to me and I was like, oh my god.
Like, can we stop yapping for a moment?
Stop yapping and just let me talk. Okay, anyway. So. Or his last night here.
You know what you could have said? You could have been like, listen to that ASMR. That rain ASMR.
That rain ASMR.
That's what I would say, honestly.
He took me... Okay. It was our last night here. He makes a reservation to a restaurant. Mm-hmm. I need you to know where we pulled up to, bitch. A fucking castle.
That's the whole place?
That's the whole... Okay, no. This was it had multiple things in the castle. But pulled up to a fucking castle. I pulled up, I said, where the fuck are we right now?
Yeah.
A castle? So, oh, we get our food. I ordered, like, it was a pot roast. It was a Wagyu pot roast.
Ooh,
so
Wagyu? Was the first one.
I know.
Wagyu.
Whoa. I was expecting pot roast, like a soup with, like, you know, squares of, like, maybe, like, little squares of Wagyu in it. Or, like, maybe have, like, a piece of Wagyu in the middle, like a soup, right?
No, yeah, I'm also imagining a soup.
You would be incorrect. Look at this fucking meal.
Whoa.
Look, and I'm going to shut the camera. Look at this damn meal. Bitch, that's when it came good. Out, I was gagged. And let me tell you, the flavor.
What?
How's it going?
He actually scared the fuck out of me. Like, I felt like our setup, like, was falling down on us. He heard about that good food. He was like, I gotta see.
The flavor of it. I can't even describe it to you.
I mean,
you.
It looks really good. It looks crispy, like, too. Was it crispy?
No, it wasn't crispy.
No, it's getting
crisp. It was literally a piece of Wagyu steak with, like, I don't know, it was like pot...
Oh, it was so
like,
glossy.
It was like pot roast filling.
Uh-huh.
Like, they somehow made it, like, a little thicker, and it was, like, it wasn't, like, soupy at all. It almost felt like a filling. Like, my mouth is watering thinking about it. I want to take you to this restaurant.
Really?
Because it was so good.
Wait, what else? What else?
And then, okay, what he got really isn't that pretty, but this is what he got. It was a meatloaf that had
a sort of brown gravy. I feel like meatloaf never looks like delish. But also, I've never eaten meatloaf, you know?
I'm not done talking about this.
Okay, talk about it.
It was so good.
What's the stuff on top?
Okay, it was...
That's like it was real fancy.
Yeah,
when it got that little garnish on top.
It was... Okay, they in the thing they said it was crispy potato chips.
It looks like potato
chip. It was like a potato chip. They weren't crispy at all, but I don't even care. They were just like kind of like a potato, like, you know, like a cooked potato.
That's soft, like just soft.
That filling, I like almost licked the plate in that restaurant.
Really?
I was like, I'm a classy gal. It was so good. And my mouth was like, you know the flavor. Have you ever had like, do you know the flavor of like a regular pot roast?
Mm, yeah.
It was like that flavor to like 9,000.
Really?
It was... So good. With the Wagyu steak, bitch, mm-hmm. it was like, and it was falling apart. It was,
really?
Like, it was like falling off.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was, bitch, I like have to take you here. Like,
well,
I genuinely want to take
good.
You here.
That looks really good, honestly, yeah.
And, okay, it was pretty expensive. I don't know how much it was, but he was like, oh, that's less than I expected. I was like, what were you expecting? He was like, I was expecting like 150. So it's definitely less than 150 for both of us. But,
like, so long, yeah.
But I think this alone was like, almost $30,
mm-hmm.
which is and it doesn't come with any sides or anything. Like you have to pay; it's all extra.
Mm.
But like,
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a lot, because, like, just two people for 130. I was going to say, you know what, that's, like, the same amount, like, when me and my family go out, but then I was like, wait, that's, like, five of us. That's a family. So, like, that's two people? Yeah, that's
you have to let me take you here.
Wait, what, what else? Show me.
Well, honestly, that's only three pictures, but, like,
the cat... That's three? You show me two. And then, oh, you showed me his. Yeah, I literally forgot all about his. Wait, he didn't show the pic of the plate, but the plate you showed me looked so pretty.
Oh, yeah, there's a picture of a plate that I have right here, and it is... What are you looking for, Mama?
My phone.
Oh, it was so beautiful. I sent Maria a picture. And also, okay, I will say, they just kind of kept giving us plates.
Mm-hmm. Look, y'all, this is
plate. Oh, here it is. No,
it reminds me of my tea set.
I don't even got to insert it. You know me. You know I don't want to edit
I know. I know you won't even.
You know I don't want to edit.
That's why I was looking for my phone, because I was like, I know I need
I got better. Like, when I saw I was going to insert that clip, I actually inserted the clip.
You did? When?
And I was like, when we were talking about the Hot Ones challenge, I was like, you saw how the last one went, and I actually inserted it into the episode.
Yeah.
Did you watch the episode?
No, I remember.
I've been trying to get better on editing. I try and scroll through it before I upload, like before I finish editing it, go through it.
Speaking about our profile, you said someone made a playlist.
Oh yeah. Hold on, wait. I do want to say happy 500 special, obviously. We finally reached 500. Woo!
So happy.
My goal is, I cried mm-hmm. pretty, I don't want to say dramatically, but like.
No, I mean, I think it's valid. Because I remember like when we were first getting to 500, I told you, I kind of been in the mentality of like, we're already at 500 since like
already
last
there.
Month. Because I remember like already freaking out about it literally last month. Like I was like freaking out. Like I didn't cry, but I did want to cry. Like I was like, wow, I could cry. Like, we're at 500.
I know.
But, yeah, when you told me when we actually got there, like, I was definitely happy. But, like, I definitely, I'm telling you, I was already in a mentality.
I gotta tell y'all what happened when I called Maria. I was refreshing my phone at work. And then it was, like, 5:02, and I said, I'm running to the back. I said, I was like, someone cover me. And I was like, out of nowhere. I just ran to the back, and I said, ring, ring. And I was like, Maria, we hit 500. She said, oh my god, that's so fun.
Okay,
I was like, what are you doing? She's like, shopping for shoes. And I was like, okay. I walked back out and I was like, I think she hates me. And then, you know, the night that me and him got crossfaced, when I texted you and I said, do you hate me?
Oh yeah.
And I was like, oh my god. But now I know everything.
Yeah.
So now I know that you didn't hate me. You hated yourself. No, I'm just
kidding. Yeah. No, you're not far off, honestly.
Oh my god. But we finally reached 500, and something I was telling Maria, at work today, one of our subscribers, if you will, made a playlist, and I don't remember the name specifically. I don't remember if it was like Best Of, but like, I think it was like Best Of Chatterbox Crew, mm-hmm. and bitch... That is the nicest, most flattering thing I've ever heard.
No, it
in my
is.
Life.
Like, I literally freaked when Nathaniel told me that. I was like, what? So, like, someone took the time of their
someone
day
to make a playlist for of us.
Oh my gosh. When he told me at first, I thought he was telling me, like, an edit. Travel crew.
Which, if you want to make an edit. If
no, yeah. Make them hot edits of us, guys. We're going to start posting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, wait. We're going to do that kiss at the same time. So, make an edit of us, please. Please. Anyways.
What was it? Best episodes?
I think it was literally just called Best of Chatterbox Crew. Hmm. That picture. every time I look at Chatterbox Crew, the newer vlog pops up, and I'm like, I want to go through and watch it again. And this time, I actually want to vlog more while we're in New York. Can you find it all, bitch?
I don't see it at all.
I'll find
it. What if I seen Peppa Pig?
I'll find it when we go on our break, because the only way I found it was on YouTube Studios.
What?
Oh god, that.
That's not the playlist.
First of all, that is scary.
Yeah, I know, same. But anyways.
Anyway, they made a playlist, and so I just want to say I'm really grateful, and hi guys!
Yeah, hi.
Thank you so much for making a playlist. I hope that you know that we are the most appreciative ever. We've popped up on a few playlists. Like, someone put one of our videos under an inspiration playlist, and I was like,
And I wonder if people favorite our TikToks. I'm like,
fucking the guy I went on a date with almost favorites all of them.
Really?
Every single one. And I'll come home and I'll be like, you favorited that TikTok. He's like, how'd you know? I'm like, I know.
Because it literally tells you.
Yeah, it does literally tell you. But I'm like, I know. So I'm like, don't play me. Oh my god. And then, this is another thing that happened that week, last week. we're sitting. He has a best friend, right? Mm-hmm. And we were sitting in the living room. We were watching, and we took an edible like 45 minutes ago, so it was just now starting to
roll in.
And I'm putting on an episode of South Park on his laptop. He has a MacBook. Mm-hmm. That's very important.
No, expect nothing less. Yeah. Uh huh.
And so, you know, you can, the text messages pop up on the MacBook. Uh-huh. And so I see a text from his best friend, and it says, "I miss you, baby." I said,
"No, that's a bad response." So
I whipped my head.
Who is that?
I whipped my head around. I said, "What is that?" He goes, "Oh, that's just how we talk to each other." I said, So he texted him, and he was like, he saw that. Can you explain, why you said it? And he was like, "Why'd you show him?" And I was, I feel like I'm starting to sound like it. I'm pissing me off. It's starting to piss me off. Do you know what I mean? Because you're just looking at me.
How are you talking about? So like, what?
Remember how I told you, like, when we get a little, I feel like I start talking really weird. I feel like I'm starting to talk a little weird. What? Why are you lying?
Because you're not talking weird, but I feel like you are bobbing your head a lot more now. Talking weird. But you're not talking weird. You're just, like, shaking your head a lot.
Anyways. He was like, "Why'd you show him?" And I said,
"No, yeah, like, what the fuck?" That's his response, "Why'd you show him?"
And so he was like, "Can you just explain it?" And he goes, "Tell him to mind his business." Excuse me? And then I was like, "Show me a picture of him. Show me a picture of him, because I need to know if I need to be insecure or not."
No way.
And you know if I need to be worried and insecure or not.
Yeah.
I don't. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm going to say is that I feel very confident in myself now.
Good. That sounds really mean. That's so crazy.
Yeah, I know.
No, I wouldn't. If I felt the exact same way about that, I would also say it. That's me. Especially with the way he's talking like that.
I was mad.
You haven't even met the guy, I think, right?
You know where he lives?
You haven't even met him and he's acting like this?
You know where he lives?
New York? Oh my gosh.
And I know what area he lives in, too. I'm going to go there.
Care to explain what that text was?
Explain it now!
Oh my god.
Could you fucking imagine?
Honestly, I think you should do it.
And then, oh my god.
I'm here for the drama.
We went to a store in downtown Greenville, which I didn't even know the store was there. I want to take you there, too. Take you there as if I'm the one taking you on a date. But like,
I know what I mean. Like, as a hangout, whenever we go downtown.
Like, which, first of all, I feel like we haven't hung out that much since, like, we booked New York and we've been working. I feel like I've been working really almost every single day straight. So that's another thing.
I've been working a lot too, girl. Since I got that speeding ticket, I'm like, I need to work a lot. So in my head, I'm like, if I make up the money by working, then it's like, I kind of...
You didn't even like...
I kind of didn't lose it.
And that's another thing that I'm like, when we get back from New York, we're going to be able to hang out more again outside of work and this. Mm-hmm. Because I'm like, oh, I do miss it. Anyway, we went to this place in downtown and we walk in... we're walking around and there's like registers in the middle. Like, I don't know. It's weird. It's like registers.
In
the middle throughout the store, right?
Oh, I get that. Kind of like, where is it? I think it's Belk. It's kind of like that. Mm-hmm. The layout where it's just kind of like throughout the store.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, keep going.
And so we walk in there and we walk by this one and there's this guy under the counter, like putting stuff up. He looks up and he sees us. I had matched with this guy on Bumble. We had talked. I got his Snapchat. We talked there for like a day. And then...
It's kind of fell off.
Well, okay. When I go on dating apps, I kind of like scroll based off looks. And then when we match, I'll look at personality. And I'll be like, oh. And I'll be like, oh. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so I always end up not clicking with our personality wise. But you know that moment where you look at someone and you know they know and they know that you know?
Yeah, like y'all obviously definitely recognize each other. I get that look.
Yeah, he looked up at me and I saw his eyes like go wide for a second. He goes, "Can I help y'all with anything?" And I was like...
No, we even asked. Uh-huh. We even asked is so bold of him. Can I help you? No. You know damn well you can't help me.
And I was like, no, thank you, you know. And then we walked to the back store and I told the guy I was on a date with, like, who that was and how I was like, it's a little weird.
Yeah, definitely weird.
I mean, like, I don't, like...
But you know, or maybe he was like really nervous and like kind of the moment he just like blurred something out. Because I know that's what happened to me where like I'm nervous and I kind of blurred some shit out and I'm like, why the fuck did I say that? So maybe, benefit of the doubt, I guess.
And then, okay, this is the last thing I'm going to say about him. I swear.
You're okay, guy.
Last thing we're going to say about him.
What?
Okay, I kind of want to ask him out.
Girl, I kind of want to ask him officially out. Do it.
I have, okay, so we talked about it, and I told him, also, can we talk about, I was editing the podcast, and we were talking about him again, and you go, are you going to date him? And I was like, no, I really want to be single for you.
I know, and but in goes, my head, I mean, y'all are dating already.
He said, what? And I said,
he saw it?
Yeah, like, because I was editing it right in front of him, and he goes, so you want to be single for New York? Is that why you haven't asked me out yet? And I said,
oh my god, poor him.
Okay, I did. Okay, well, okay, because
I'd be gagged to imagine you're just sitting there minding your business and you hear the Persian whip say that.
I didn't. Okay, so what was happening was he was like.
But also, you also told me, like, whenever you meet these guys, you always tell them in the beginning, like,
mm-hmm. And I did tell him.
So it's like he didn't get that warning, I guess.
Which is like.
But still, to hear it again, like, in that form, no. It's crazy. Like, I'd be gagged. Like,
because we were seeing them, we were watching what I was saying about him. Because he just wouldn't leave it alone. He was like, I would want to know too, girl.
I'm just like, let's see what you say about me.
And then you were like, so like, are you going to make him like your boyfriend? I was like, I want to be single for New York. And I just felt him slowly look at me and I was like, I don't think I want to be single anymore.
Period.
Stop looking at me! I don't think I want to be single anymore. And that's all I got to say about it.
Give your kids a father.
Yeah.
They're fatherless.
I know. Well, her father abandoned her.
Exactly!
Her father abandoned her, and you know exactly abandoned. Who you are. You
and know Zuki's exactly probably never had a father, and you said he loves him.
He did really
sounds
love
like him. He fits right in. Everyone seems to love him!
Anyway, that's all I have about him, really. Yeah, do you want to get into the candy?
ASMR. Okay. Should we also, like, get a higher?
Do you want to take a little break?
Guys.
We'll be right back. We're going to take a quickie little. How long has it been going?
It's only been 17 minutes.
Oh, we're going to
take but we did pause it earlier, remember?
Oh, yeah,
and we were talking for like. So that's at least like 20 something minutes.
We're going to take our usual break.
I don't know how it goes.
Yeah, I know. We're going to take a quick little break and then we'll be. Hold on.
Well, I just realized. I was like, why the fuck does he look like that? You were squinting your eyes.
Yeah, because I can't see. Hold on. There's just one more thing I got to say. One of our coworkers. Oops. This is about one of our coworkers. I told you who I was going to be talking about before we started.
Wait, you don't want to say the tea for the snacks?
Oh, you're right. You're right. Okay, we're going to be right back. Okay, hi, girl.
Y'all, I think he's part of the lizard people. Y'all should have seen what he did in the beginning. He went,
with his tongue. Anyway, I'd be good at eating puss, I think.
Yeah, you think?
Because I can move my tongue really fast.
Do it again.
You're like, yes.
Let's get to these snacks.
Okay, yeah,
these have really been calling me, honestly. I don't know what these are.
Okay, why are we going to do these snacks? I don't know. I'm assuming
you just said you know what they are.
I mean, no, I don't know what they are. I think there's chocolate.
I thought you said you did. Oh, I definitely thought it was chocolate. That's why I was like, I want chocolate right now. Cheers!
Yeah, because the
rest of these are just peanut butter cup. This is what it looks like.
Influencer. Mm-hmm. We're famous now. We have a playlist.
Yeah.
What is that? Oh. It's okay. It's not my favorite. I wasn't really in the mood for chocolate.
Oh, it's good. I like it.
You know what it kind
of
tastes like?
Just like the filling doesn't really have much of a taste.
It kind of tastes like Easter chocolate.
You think? I think the chocolate's so rich and good.
I was kind of getting like, you know, like one of those chocolate Easter bunnies?
No.
It's kind of what I'm getting. Feels like dark chocolate.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I love the filling though. I know
the filling's like kind of got that crunch, but it doesn't have a taste, honestly.
I like the texture.
No, I like this one.
Okay. Speaking of chocolate, we gotta get into this, bitch.
You want a rate? I want a rate.
I would love a rate.
I rate that chocolate.
Okay, so these miscellaneous chocolate rounds.
I give them an 8. They're pretty good.
It's like a Reese's.
You know? It's nice and rich. Really?
I don't really love Reese's unless they're like frozen.
Oh, I love Reese's. But like, it's not giving Reese's to me. It's so rich. Honestly, it's getting dark chocolate rich.
Yeah.
I love dark chocolate.
I'm not a dark chocolate fan. I will have loved it. You know how, like, do you ever put your Reese's in the freezer?
I have a board, but it's not my go-to thing now.
It's my favorite. It's my only way I want to eat Reese's. So if I would have really liked that if it was in the freezer for a little bit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, what are we going to do next? Pressured you into it. You pick the next one.
Okay. Oh, okay. I do want to talk about. We're gonna try these. These sour cherry buttons. They're vegan.
Cherry.
So one of our coworkers. I told you who it was. One of our coworkers, all the time, will like look at me. And he'll look at Maria, and he'll go, "Let me tell you how you can go viral."
Oh, yeah.
I just gotta go, uh-huh. It's starting to make me mad at this point, because I remember he was like, you and Maria should do a series where y'all act out barista situations, and that would go so viral.
That would go so viral.
And y'all would be so famous. And I'm like, do you know? I mean, like, listen, I'm sure if we did that, those videos would do pretty, I would assume that they would be pretty good. But first of all, acting out scenarios in front of each other seems like the most embarrassing thing in the world. Like, when we film TikToks, yeah, we're, like, acting, but, like, we're not actually talking. Writing a script and talking, like, acting and filming.
Oh, but those things are pretty good, though, sometimes. Like, there's specific ones, though. Two people. This one guy, and there's, like, other women. Actually, no, there's a few.
Yeah, but
very specific ones. But, like, I wouldn't want to do that, honestly. I get what you mean. Like, us? Like, I know my acting.
I mean, actually, you know what? I think we're pretty good
actors. I don't think I'm that good. I like to say I'm good, but I don't think I'm that good.
The other day,
I feel like the scripts are going to sound a little ridiculous.
The other day, we're going back to my man. I was talking about how I was a good actor, and he was like, I don't believe it. I don't think you're that good of an actor. And, bitch, I looked at him. Tears started falling from my eyes.
Those are good.
I know. Okay, what do you rate them? What do you rate the... That's another thing that...
That's really nice and sour.
Right? Isn't it? Aren't they... Wait till you try
it. There's like the perfect amount of sourness.
I think those are like a 10.
That is really good. I feel like that cherry... Like, it's really like a... It's a good... Sweet it's a in good the beginning. Flavor, yeah.
I rate it like a 10.
I'm gonna agree with you. A 10. I know. I'm gonna go for a second one before we try you the other one.
I know. But what was I just talking about?
He told you to suck at acting.
He was like, I don't think you can act. Bitch, I was laying in bed. I turned over to him. I started, like, actually sobbing. And I was like, I don't know. I just did, like, a whole scene.
No, I see your old videos.
Is this in a good way?
I've seen them, yeah. I think you're pretty good. Hey, I think you're pretty good.
Also, I feel like I'm finally able to, like, let loose on camera alone by myself now.
Really? Only just now?
I feel like even now, sometimes when I'm filming alone, it's still, like, a little stiff, if you will. But...
Well, I remember that moment. I'll never forget that moment.
I feel like it's a little stiff, but I do, like, I can see moments where, for minutes at a time, I'll let loose and I'll have fun. I'll have a good time with the video. Mm-hmm. But, you know, sometimes I do still get a little stiff.
I think, honestly, I feel like I like that, too. But it's when I overthink it.
See, that's when it's when I'm starting to overthink it.
I usually also have, like, a moment of that, like, some point in the video. In our podcast, I mean. Do you? So I always find myself, like, it's always the moment when I'm looking straight into the camera. Where I'm, like, really thinking about it. So, honestly, if you see me ever looking straight up, especially for some episodes where you really just see me, like, uh-huh. The way I try to mostly just also, like, look at you. It feels more natural when I'm looking at you. Even though, like, I'm usually just see the side of your face.
Yeah, because I'm
usually... You actually, like, I'm just, like... It was more like when I look at the camera, I'm like, wow.
Mm-hmm. We're actually filming right now.
Yeah. It's more like... No, that's when, like, I'm actually overthinking, like, people really hear what I'm saying? Wow.
Do you really think about it?
I think about, like, the old dumb things I've said before. And, oh, my God. There's some really dumb stuff I said on here. And I'm like,
There's some...
Or even the way I talk. I tell you... I get the way you mean the way I'm talking. Sometimes, like, I feel like I sound really weird.
Girl, we get in front of this camera, and I swear I, like, black out. Like, I'll look at things, and I'll, like, I'll tell a story, and I'll be like, I said that? That fucking poop bowl story? I didn't even remember I told that story until I was watching the episode, and I was like... But, like, I'm gonna make it a TikTok, because mama... Yeah. That's
kind of... Hey, that's embarrassing as fuck. Why would you do that?
Why would I do that?
No! To, like, the person I did that.
I was like, how dare you? Oh god, I'm getting defensive.
Yo, he did it. Yeah, he got defensive right away. And your voice went up high. He said, I did that! What? We know who did it!
No, but for real, we still don't know. Like, it's still a mystery.
I mean, I wouldn't.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't admit it either if it was me. But
I was like, why were you in the fucking closet?
Yeah, but...
Like, I just don't know why they even...
If it was
like,
me,
why,
though...
I wanted to come out of the woodworks and be like, this is why I did it.
If it was me, I probably would tell it on here.
I was gonna say, if one of your brothers ever end up owning up to
he's
it...
He's coming on the pod.
Yeah.
He's coming.
Like, I want him to tell me that, because I got questions for him. Why?
Why?
What were the reasonings? Why would you be living in a closet? Also, why would you take it out of the closet? Like, maybe, like, you have to take a shit at night? And your legs didn't work or some shit, I guess. Like, you just, like, pooped in a fucking bottle. What was it?
A bowl.
But, like, also, you had time to get the bowl. Unless, I guess, you already had the bowl. But, like, you put it in the closet. Why? Why didn't you take it out of the closet? How long? what was going through your head? Were you high? Like, what was happening?
I wish I had the answer
like,
for
I,
you.
I was like, if one of your brothers ever owns up to it, they need to be right here between us.
You know what I'm realizing?
I need to hear this
now
story.
That you said it, I do realize I just kind of stare at the camera a lot. I know.
No, but I think that's good. I think it's very much natural. Also, this feels more natural to me.
A lot of the times when you're telling stories, I notice that sometimes I'll just be like, instead of watching you in person, I'll watch you right there. Mm-hmm. And I'm staring at the screen watching you.
I was gonna say, when I look here, I'm just like really focusing on myself. Like this whole time, I've just been staring at myself. If I ever look at the camera, I'm most likely just like staring into myself, like, wow, that's what I look like.
You know, I keep staring at myself too, because I still am seeing like the black hair is kind of throwing me off. I'll look at me like,
who is that?
Literally, who's that? See, Maria got here and she looked at me, she's like, I don't even know who
I literally
you
didn't
are.
Recognize
her. She was like, I'm looking for my, why are you in his house? And I was like, bitch, it's me. I was looking back,
we'll be back from New York.
Yeah, by the time this upload, we're gonna be back. We're gonna be back from New York, but, so my video, my upgrade me video is already gonna be out. But, like, I feel like I look, maybe I'm just, like,
in my no, you definitely look different, because, like, I was gonna tell you this earlier, but I literally forgot to tell you. I even told myself in my head, don't forget to tell him this, but your eyes right now look, I feel like they're popping out more.
Really?
They look more blue.
I think that's what the black.
I'll tell you, the darkness with the pale skin, and with the blue eyes, you're gonna pop.
Popping lock.
Let's try another one.
I would love to try another.
Let's get into this one. You know what? I'm gonna get into this.
Mm-hmm. What do you want to get?
I forgot about these. This one's getting chocolate, and I'm like, I'm gonna actually eat some chocolate here.
Oh my god!
It's peanut butter s'mores bite.
These are good. Actually, when we bought them, I wasn't expecting them to be soft.
I'm not into that.
I did kind of just like.
That's a one.
I like them.
No, that's like a one.
I think they just kind of just like, if like, you know, cookie dough bites, like that, they're peanut butter flavored. I don't really get s'mores at all.
Yeah, I don't get just that get at peanut all. Butter. Literally just peanut butter. It's like a very subtle peanut butter, but like, not very.
I love it.
Subtle. I'm not into
you rate a one.
Okay, it's a little dramatic. I give it like a three. Damn. Like, it's not that it tastes bad, it's just like not... No, it tastes bad.
It's just
not that bad. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's not like a disgusting taste. It's just like, not for me.
It's also,
I like peanut butter with something, which is usually chocolate.
And see, that would be good if you could taste chocolate.
Yeah.
It's like an 8.5 for me. I love it. I just love peanut butter, though.
Also, I really didn't like how soft it was.
Yeah, when we bought them, I thought it was going to kind of like the texture of like a Reese's Puff.
Crunch something.
No, it's just like...
It's like a three.
Okay, I know that, like, we're eating disgusting. And telling stories, but I have to immediately get into the next one.
Okay, let's get into it. Let me have one of my questions up.
This was called a violet crumble. Mm-hmm. It's the way it shatters that matters. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go ahead and break in the packaging.
Okay, well, let me get into mine. Okay, so pretty much, you're struggling. Let me. I've been working out.
I've been working out.
Yeah, I can't tell. Hold on, I gotta get that grip, y'all. Oh, yeah! See, it's all about the grip.
You got that gorilla grip.
I do.
Okay. These?
Anyways.
Okay, yeah, what you got, Mama?
Okay, so I was gonna say, a little back. Don't read. A little back kind of story to this question. So pretty much, like I said, I was not into works, you know, and I was you can take a bite if you want while you app.
No, I'm waiting for you.
Okay.
We need to experience this together.
Okay. So, like I said, I was, like, come down and dumped, you know, and all that. And I was watching movies to, like, try and liven myself up. And I saw this one movie called Hot Chicks. Which, let me tell you, it's so good. It's such a good movie. Like, I've heard of it, but I never watched it. And then I finally watched it. It's so good. It's so funny. Also, I don't know if you remember that TikTok sound. It goes, it's me, Jessica. I'm in here.
Yeah.
From that movie. It's so funny, that scene. But anyways, that movie got me thinking of, because of, like, what happens in the movie. I'm not going to explain it, but, like, you'll kind of get the gist. Pretty much is, if I was in a different body and came to you, what would I have to say to make you believe it was me? Because pretty much that's what happens in the movie.
It's the one with Dan Schneider and... Not Dan Schneider. What's her name?
I know her name.
The one from Mean Girls, right?
Mean Girls? Yes. Yeah, she's in there.
One of our coworkers talked about that movie. She loves that movie.
It's so good.
I haven't seen it.
It's so... You need it. It's so good.
But, I mean...
It's gonna become one of my go-to movies.
I basically got... But one of our coworkers, she's a yapper. And I love when she yaps. I kind of want an episode with her.
Mm.
But she's a yapper. And she basically told me the entire plot from the movie from beginning to the end.
Mm-hmm. It's good.
And I know. What would you
need to watch it.
What would you have to say to me?
Yeah, like, what would I have to say for you to be like... Yes, Maria. Anyways, cheers.
Thank you.
Even this before.
No, this is a different one.
This reminded me of the other one.
Come on. You don't want it? Oh, bitch, I want it, bitch. It's so good.
I remember we got this. Well, you got that candy one time. Not that candy. I guess it's a different one.
The British one?
Mm-hmm. That told you was like a Butterfinger?
Mm-hmm. We ate it on the pod.
Yeah. And y'all remember, I wasn't a big fan of that texture.
Yeah.
That crunch.
It's like that, but like...
It's like replaying in my head right now, Daniel. I hate that feeling. Like, again, the taste... I think it's really fucking good.
And it's a 10
out of 10. It's really good.
That's a 10 out of 10 for me. But I also but that screeching,
that... Experiencing it not in my mouth, in my ears, because I hear it in my ears.
Not your fave?
Not a fan. But it's really good, honestly. It reminds me of these caramel candies. These little, like, little hard caramel candies mm-hmm. I used to eat. Like, the taste. But I would just eat the candy instead of eat that. I really hate that texture. It's like a...
It's like chewing a styrofoam, almost.
Yeah. I don't even know what to rate, because I'm telling you, the taste...
Yeah, the taste 10. For me is a 10 out of 10. The texture is a
but
10 out
of 10. But that texture is not for me. That's like a 1 for that texture. I do not eat it. Like, it's so good to taste, but I don't want to eat it again just because of that.
I'm really thinking about your question. I don't know.
Like, what would I... Like, for me, it had to be, like, a specific memory. There's one like specific was... one. We haven't told you. I mean, we haven't told it. And oh. I told Daniel, we're never telling anyone. And, well, we will at some point, but we haven't gone to that point. Maybe okay. when we get to 1,000. Like, I want... Like, I know it's not a big deal, but to me, I'm like... It's embarrassing.
It's becoming a TikTok. The second the words come out of your mouth.
I mean, like, it's funny, but it's like, I'm not ready to share that part to the world yet.
I'm ready to share it.
I'm not ready. I will share it, but not yet. Like, I'm not so there yet.
Stay tuned.
I'm not there yet.
When you tell it, I'm going to do a flashback to this moment right here.
To Maria, finally ready.
Yeah, I know. The story she's been waiting to tell.
Literally. You know, but you would have to tell me that story, and I'd be like, oh.
That story? Or probably, yeah.
Like, if you were to be... Because, like, in the movie, like, she's in a different body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, it'd literally be me. It'd be my... Pretty much, like, I guess, like, my soul in someone else's body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, what would you have... What would I have to say to you? You'd be like...
You'd have to tell either, like, a very specific story, or, like...
Like, was there, like, a specific one that comes to head? Like, I'm telling you, like, for me, it's that one. Like, that's, like, a... Like, that's Nathaniel.
That's Nathaniel.
Like, because I haven't told that story to anyone. I think I mentioned it to Marianne, actually.
I think...
Besides, I haven't mentioned it to anyone.
I haven't told anybody, because I know you don't want me to tell anyone, but the way that, people are like, oh, like, what's your favorite thing that you happened in New York? And I have to, like, grab myself and, like, yank my teeth back to make sure I don't tell that story. Because it is my favorite thing that happened in New York.
Oh, my God.
But then I'm usually like, oh, you know, we went to Times Square, and it was fun, and we did this.
Oh, no way. I hate that that's your highlight. That's my pit of the trip.
Probably, like...
That's the lowest of the trip for me.
Would probably be a New York story. It'd probably be, like, the tooting story.
Oh, for me to tell you that?
Yeah, the tooting story. Or, like... Because, like, I wouldn't... Like, but, like, I would probably need you to describe it in detail. Like, where we were on it. Because, like, I mean, I know we told on here, but we didn't really describe, like, the what it looked like.
But would you even listen to me that long? Because I feel like I would have to be kind of quick, no? If I'm just some random person coming at you, it's me, Maria. Like, what do you think, like, they're mental?
Okay, so you're acting crazy like that?
Well, not acting crazy, but, like...
Like, I'm desperate.
Well, pretty much, like, that's kind of, like, what the friend was. Like, not that they were mental, but, like, they were just, like, scared of, like, the person. Because it was, it was her friend in a guy's body who looked real shabby looking.
Mm-hmm.
She
mm-hmm.
thought he was crazy. Until she finally, like, she was, like, literally running away from him. It was so funny, too, when, like, he falls. But anyway.
Is it Anna Faris?
I don't know people's names like that. You know me, girl. Anna Faris? Who's that? Which I honestly most likely know. Because, like, I did recognize a good amount of people in that movie.
She's in the movie Scream. And not Scream. She's not Scream. She's in Scary Movie, I mean. You never seen Scary Movie?
I've seen, like, a little bit of it, but no. Like, actually seen the movies? No. Like, I remember seeing, like, a little bit of it
once. Do you know this movie House Bunny?
Mm-hmm.
She's the main character? Yeah, the main character in House Bunny. Here we go.
I don't know if I saw her face in the movie. I don't think I recognized her face in the movie.
I know.
I know, I've seen, I'm Rick, I know the face, but I don't think I saw her face in the movie.
Look her up right now, because I need you to see it.
But anyway, the whole point is, like, I'd be, like, some random person in someone's body, so it's, like, you wouldn't be a little scared just me coming out and be like, Mateo, it's me, like, what do you mean?
You farted
like,
in my face.
like, because I'm saying, like, yell all those details at you guys, you're, like, get away from me, probably. Because I'm so random person.
I really think it'd be the fart story, honestly.
Yeah?
I think that'd be the fart story. And, you know, honestly, I'm pretty, like, I tend to give people the time of day most of the time. Mm. And so, like, if you came up to me screaming, and you were like, I'm Maria, I'd be like, pervert.
Oh my god, she was! She was, like, I think she was, like, one of the main characters.
Yeah, she was. I know, I've seen
She's, like, the friend.
I've seen TikToks off this movie before, and I know she's the main character, but I wanted to make sure we're talking about the same
character. It was so good. She's a good actor.
Yeah, she is. Yeah. She is. You know, apparently she never wanted to do comedy. She didn't think she was good at comedy.
What? That's like her thing, though.
I know. Now that's like her thing. She's like, really? Oh, you want to get into the first squares.
One. Yeah, let's get into these snacks.
These are...
I'll go for a darker red. I feel like it'd be like cherry. Cheers.
I'm getting thirsty. These are fruit jellies from Trader Joe's. I don't like them.
Yeah.
It's a texture for me.
No, honestly, oh my god, honestly, honestly, it just reminds me of, like, vitamins. Like, the vitamin gummies I'd eat as a kid.
Uh-huh. Have some class, zucchini. I don't like them. The texture is, really throws me off. It's like...
No, the texture's fine for me. I like it. It's just, like, the taste. It's just giving, like,
describe that texture?
That vitamin taste.
It's like a gummy... But a more chewy gummy, if that makes sense. You know what I mean?
It definitely is very chewy.
That's
like
what
it
gives. It's like a gummy, but more chew. More chew.
I give it a 5.
Mm-hmm. I give it...
Because honestly, you're just one of those vitamins, and I remember liking the vitamins.
I give it like a 3.
It's not a bad taste. I give it a 5.
You know what makes me giggle?
What?
I was telling my mans about this. Every time me and you eat something together, the first thing we do is like rate it.
Well, yeah,
like
we always, to.
I know, we but like we'll go out to like there's this place that we go to. It's like well we've been to twice together, and it's like a brunch place, and they serve like pretty fancy food, and we got like and they serve like huge pieces of cake, but
they're so good too. They're so good. The cakes.
And me and Maria go there, and literally like after like the first few bites, we take the first few bites in silence. Usually, it's like. And then we'll just go like, so what do you rate it? And that's like always the first thing that comes up, and no one will like start a conversation after that. But the first few bites are just like, ooh, that's good. That's a 10 for me. Like
every single time. Ooh, let me try that.
and then we always share.
Yeah, and then we give each other rating of it. And then we say why too. We also have an idea of why. Oh, why were you even giving it that? But like, also, you think about it, everyone in a way kind of does rate their food. Because you know, when you're whistling, you're like, oh, is that good? Oh, how are you liking it? We just go more.
Yeah,
we just go with extra bite.
We really
get ins over it.
You know, I think.
It's not for our booties.
I think a part of it is like, we used to struggle with food so hard at one point.
Well,
and now that we don't, we're always like.
We still overthink food if you think about it.
Yeah, we're still like overthinking food, but now it's like,
I guess in a positive,
positive light where we're like, that's a good 10. Let me get some more. Like, so sometimes Maria will have a fry and I'll try a fry and be like, well, that fry's good. Give me another.
Ooh.
I'm like, oh, 10.
Okay, reach.
Ooh, hardly. Sorry, I got a fat piece of lard on me right now.
The cutest lard ever.
Oh,
okay, I have another question. Okay. So, what are your hot take crushes that you had from when you were younger? Like, hot take. Like, people would question it, like, what? But, like, you were, like, they were fine as fuck. It can be anything. Like, for mine, like,
the penguin
hot take.
Penguin from,
Madagascar?
No, not Madagascar. The kids show.
Penguin?
Penguin. Backyardigans.
Yes, Pablo.
Always been into Latino men.
I told you. I literally told you your type is Latino men. And you were like, I don't want to say I'm a type.
But you
have one. I mean, I don't think it's weird.
I feel strange being like, my type's Latinos, because that feels like I'm like...
I mean, it'd be weird, I feel like, if you're just like always throwing it around.
Yeah, I get...
Like, but like, also, it's like, I know you don't mean it like that, because like, you're not, like, actively, like, oh, it has to be a Latino man. I feel like that's when it starts to get into that, like, fetishization vibe, where it's, like, weird. We're, like, it has to be a Latino man, and you're, like, because they're spicy, or, like...
I don't... Or always yeah, they're weird when they're, I want a spicy man. I'm, like, oh, don't...
Excuse
me? Like, that's... speaking of Latino things, we are gonna talk about, today at work, the man comes up behind Maria, and he goes, and, you know, they're
face to face. I came up to him, technically.
And
but, like,
he goes, Maria... Is that how you pronounce it? And Maria doesn't even look at him. And then he goes, Maria? And she goes, yeah, that's my name. I was like...
Oh, so he spoke to me twice?
Yeah, he goes, Maria, is that how you pronounce it? And then he didn't say anything. And then he goes, Maria? And you go, yeah, that's my name. And I was like...
The way... I don't even know that conversation happened.
The
like
way
that.
I said... When he said, is that how you pronounce that? I'm like, it's Maria.
No, this is my thing. A lot of people struggle saying Maria for some reason sometimes. I've gotten Marie and I'm like, what the fuck? What?
I don't understand.
Maria's isn't a hard name at all.
I don't think it's a hard name. I don't think Issa's a hard name either.
Yeah, it's not a hard name. But like a lot of people would be like, Issa? Issa?
Whose name is Issa?
Saying my other last name. My second last name. Moyao? Mayo. Are you fucking dumb? Mayo? Get the fuck out of my face. You have the mayonnaise? Moyao. Literally, it's like M-O is the beginning. What sound does M make? What sound does the O make? Ah. Oh, we learned this in kindergarten. Mo-Y. Yeah. Yao. Mo Yao. Like, did we not go to kindergarten?
Well, welcome to the stage, Maureen Mayo. Maureen Mayo! It's the Maureen Mayo.
You know, I do like my name, but one thing that really annoyed me when I was in school is when people would say, like, my whole name, which is Maria Isabel Hernandez Moyao. But, like, the way sometimes people pronounce it, they'd be like, Maria Isabel. And then Hernandez Mayo. I'm like, shut the fuck up.
How white can you be?
Especially when I was like, the one that really gagged me is, I will never forget. It was senior year, and like, this was during the COVID and all that. So like, I don't know, like, this is how they always did it, but like, pretty much like, we had to like go into like the school and like, on a certain day to like get our stuff. But like, obviously because of COVID, like, we were all like separated, and like, there were barriers. And tell me why the man was like, says my name, and he says, Isabel or something like that, and I correct him, and he says Isabel still, and I'm like,
see that, especially that's crazy, especially when they're like, oh, that's, it's actually pronounced like this, and then
yeah,
they
like tell them, and then they still do it. He's like, don't even speak to me.
Literally, don't want to make me mad.
Literally, but I did not know the conversation happened like that with the guy. I literally misheard him because I thought he just said, like, is Marie or Nay or something like that, or Marie. I don't even remember, but I was like, yeah, that's why I said, yeah, that's my name.
He said, is that how you pronounce that? The way, literally, I was making a refresher and I went, what? And I
didn't even know he just said my name in the beginning. I didn't know he said Maria and then,
yeah,
then
he said
that.
Maria, is that how you pronounce your name? And then he said it again. I was like, he said your name again. I said, what is going on?
I didn't even hear that.
The way that, like, I just don't understand. Is it that, that was just
this way, honestly, I've become accustomed to the ignorance.
I had a name tag on the other day and it said Nathaniel on it. And some woman asked me how to say it. I'm like, it's Nathaniel.
The way also is like, by having to repeat something so easily, someone. It's like, it's literally Maria. It's Nathaniel. Like, where's the struggle?
She goes,
because you're struggling.
Is it Nathaniel? And I went, yeah. And I was like, yeah. And I was wearing two name tags. One was Nathaniel, one said Nathy on it. And she goes, I just didn't know if you wanted me to call you Nathy. And I said, and I was like, no. And she goes, so it's Nathaniel. I was like, yes.
Shut up. What are you talking about?
There's this one woman. I guess she's like sort of a regular. I've never had more than like, hi, how are you type of conversation with her. Every time she pulls up and I'm on drive-thru, she goes, hey, Nathy. And I'm like, who? Literally the first time she did it, I was like, who the fuck is that? And I like... Anyway, I'm just like, I hate when people say my name.
Yes! I hate when people say my name too. When they say Maria. The other guy, this guy, he started singing my name to me. Like, I was handing him some of his stuff, and he's going, Maria, Maria. And I was like, what the fuck? And I just turned around, I was like, what the fuck? But I was like, you know what? Let me, like, I guess, like, have some fun in this conversation. Like, I'm not gonna be like, don't do that. You know, like, let me just have some fun with the combo. Like, he already started talking to me. So I was like, yeah, that's my name. No, I didn't say that. Yeah, that's my name. I said, yeah, I love that song. And then I remember I told him about the song Turn It Up by Pink Panthers. He said he's going to listen to it. I don't know if he did.
I wonder if he did. Oh, my God.
I told him to turn it up.
That is such a good song.
It's one of my favorite songs that says my name. Dear Maria, come in.
Dear Maria, come in is one of my favorites. Dear Maria, come in.
It's a good song. I listened to that song earlier today, actually.
I've been really, like, I mean, I told you already, I've been really into abandoned places again. I've been, like, doing, like, I found a whole...
See, I've been wanting to do that, too, but, like, I haven't really gotten into it like you. You've actually been sending me locations.
I found a whole map of, like, the state that we live in and the upstate of it. I found a whole map, and it's, like, a bunch of... Okay, I did click on some of the abandoned places, and I'm, like...
Yeah, there are mills.
Yeah, there's a lot of mills on there. There's like a bunch of abandoned houses, which I think would be cool to go to. But I don't know. There's not like nothing I really wanted on there.
That was like really calling to
you. Wanted like a school or like, I wanted like
something big, interesting. And a Salem would be so much fun, but I'd be scared as fuck.
I wanted like a business at some point. Like I wanted like an abandoned store, like, and so, like, we can go in there and see, like, what they left, or, like, an abandoned restaurant, like, we go in there and we see, like, what they left
really?
In there.
Really? I feel like in a Salem would be so much fun.
And it's not,
always hearing stories of that was always so interesting.
So and, it's like, yeah, because they're always, like, and then we got chased out by a demon, I'm like.
Yeah. Okay, or someone was in there.
We gotta get into these.
Okay, so you said those were sour.
These are, they're just, like, sour belts, basically. Mama, you take one.
Oh, I will.
Mama, I'm so excited. You know I love sour candy.
Cheers.
But they are sour, babe. Mmm. I feel like, right?
That's sour. Like, whoa. That's really sour.
I feel like Airhead strips. Uh-huh. It's like those. Well, more extreme. But like more extreme. And they say they're extreme, mm-hmm. but they're not extreme.
Mm-mm. This is what I feel like it would be whenever I see the extreme.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I'm expecting.
It's so
It's a good sour, though, again.
Mm-hmm. I mean, okay, here's a question. Would you rather eat something super sour, or would you rather eat something super spicy? Like the Da-Bomb again. Would you rather eat something super sour, or eat something more spicy than the Da-Bomb?
Sour.
Me too. I don't like...
Cause that was pain.
Yeah, it hurt.
I'm not in pain. Like, yeah, my eyes are tweaking out a little, but
I like to be that bitch who's like, I never do a face when I eat something sour, and then I watch like a video of me eating something sour, and it's like, are you for real right now?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Let's get into another one. Said these were really good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This is like the last candy, I think. I mean, yeah? we have the trolleys, but like everyone knows.
Oh, everyone's eaten that before. Yeah. Damn it, you open it, I can't.
Okay. Do you have any questions?
Let me see.
If you don't... Have you ever heard of Lost Media?
I've heard of it, yeah. Like, I heard... I know there was one song on TikTok that was trending a lot. It was so good.
Uh-huh. Did you ever see where it was from?
I saw someone said it came from a porno, apparently.
It was from a porn.
Yeah.
They're
but it's a good ass song. Honestly, I don't give a fuck that it came from porno. No, honestly, I don't
It's on Spotify, but it's like... From the porn, and so like
you hear shit?
So like it's like you're listening to it because it's like one of the, it's like a podcast and you're listening to it and you're like all you hear is like I'm like
spicy.
But Lost Media really freaks me out for some reason. You don't like them, do you?
No.
Oh, I think it is like a hard candy. It's like a grandma candy. Well, I need to give them some.
Honestly, it's like the beginning taste that's really bad. Like, it's still...
I think it's great.
Not that good of a taste to me.
I love this kind
but
of candy.
But really, the beginning, I really got some nasty, like... I don't want to say, like, kind of like a milky taste.
No, that's what it is.
No, yeah. It was so nasty.
There's strawberries and cream.
Mm.
Anyway, Lost Media just really freaks me out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, how to get lost? Where, like, where is it?
Mm-hmm. Like, where did it come from?
Like, the fact that, like, we heard that song and we just, like, genuinely just, like... Didn't know the person was singing
it. But, like,
where? Yeah, I want
to... But it's, like, because, like, obviously it had to start somewhere. It's, like, the question about, like, the egg or the chicken.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, which one came first?
I don't know. Freaks me out.
Yeah, yeah. It's, like, you know it came... Like, something... Like, it started from somewhere. But it's, like, which part?
Where did it start from? Where did it go?
Yeah.
Where did
you come
from?
AI. Oh, my gosh.
Kind of
I saved this. Okay, so, like, I remember literally, like, it was last year when, like, everyone was, like, freaking out about AI. I remember that, like, everyone was freaking out, like, everything's gonna be, like, AI, blah, 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 you know? Mm-hmm. But, like, now, and, like, people would say, like, they were, like, scared. What?
I was just looking at myself because my phone said 10%, and I was like, God. But I just realized that I just stared off at the 32-minute thing. No, I noticed you staring. At it.
But, like, people were saying, like, they were scared, blah, blah, blah. But it's, like, now, like, everything's, like, AI. Like, people are, like, using, like, the filters and stuff on TikTok, blah, blah, getting into the AI. And it's, like,
AI freaks
literally
me out.
A year ago, everyone was, like, scared. But pretty much, I saw this, like, one AI thing. Oh, I want to see where I saved it, girl. Let me see AI my collections.
Freaks me
but,
out.
But, like, it's, like, your AI friend. Oh, my gosh, watch this shit. This like, it's so weird. Yeah, skip this part. Let me go to the mic. I'm sorry.
I don't know what a woo very good. That's fair. It was like a text message from her?
Mm-hmm. But it's so weird. I feel like it's the last part that really creeps me out. Like, this is me. I was like, you're with your friends and you still feel like you need that? Like, imagine I'm like, I have that. Because it's like a necklace you have to wear. And it's just like, listening in to you. And it's like, also, it's like, why would you even encourage this? I feel like I said, whenever I'm sad, I really self-isolate. So I feel like this is even more self-isolating yourself. Like people need human interaction.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's like, definitely very much important. Like, it's not good to self-isolate.
Sorry, I got you messy. And it's like pressing.
Imagine like you see that in the back. It's really messy. Where did you find this place? Like, are you okay? Like, I'm like.
I don't know.
Like, honestly, it would make me feel bad for the person. It doesn't even make sense.
I don't like this at all.
Yeah, I don't like it either. Yeah. Like, I guess I could see like the good, like, if you're really that lonely, but it's like.
Ew, sure. Besides her?
Mm-hmm. Imagine you're on a date, because this is a date setting. Yeah, their date. That's like their first date.
I would never see her again. He doesn't look like he wants to see her again.
He looks awkward as fuck. He's like, what the fuck am I doing here? He looks like me. Like, what am I doing here?
I wouldn't. Is that real?
It's a thing they're making, yeah. Pre-order for $99. Your friend.
I don't want that. I don't want
like,
that.
That's so weird. It's like, literally just a year ago, everyone was freaking out about AI.
And now they're like, friend. I don't like that at all. Ew.
I mean, they already started. Remember Snapchat?
The Snapchat AI?
And I remember using it, too.
I used it
for ha-has. Yeah. Like, I wasn't actually, like,
I used it for ha-has. I remember, like, I went down, like, I was like, I'm gonna kill my family. Like, I went through a whole thing.
It was fun asking the AI some out-of-pocket questions.
He'd be like, please don't kill your family. Let's talk about it. And I'd be like, I have a knife. Every single time, he'd be like, no! And they'd be like, please call emergency services now. And I'm like, it's too late. And he's like,
oh my gosh, now that you said emergency services, that's nothing to do with what we're talking about right now. Mm-hmm. But, well, what I'm gonna say. But, I saw this, Inside Edition video where pretty much, it was at this school. They had, like, given out, like, these, like, flyers of, like, a suicide helpline, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, this one girl, she said she just, like, called it, I think, because she was, like, curious. She wasn't even, like, sad, I think. She said she was just, like, curious to, like, see, like, what they say, you know? And she said she called it, and she said, like, that it was, like, a sex phone operator line, yeah. And obviously she like told like her mom, and like her mom's like, what the fuck, didn't believe her. So she calls, and it was like they had handed out a sex, like, imagine you're like at the end, you're like, I want to end it all, but you're like, let me call just in case.
Hey baby, I want to die. She's like, don't do that,
this pussy will kill you. Like, what?
This pussy's gonna wear you. This pussy's gonna make you wanna die.
The tight grip is gone. Oh my god, like, imagine
this pussy, I wanna die. This pussy can kill you. How good it is. You're gonna nut, you're never gonna believe it. I'd be like,
like it's funny, but it's just like, it's not like, how also, how did that happen?
I don't know.
Like, what nasty person?
What freak nasty bitch? I would just...
Well, because it's like, I'm like, what if they were using it, and then they just, like, mixed up the numbers, I guess.
That's a gag. Are you ready to wrap this episode?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we've been
chapping. Chapping?
I was going to say chatting and jabbing. Chaperone. Maria. Where can everyone find us?
No, you're going to ask me that question in my mouthful.
Where can everyone find us?
Well, y'all can find us on all streaming on all streaming platforms as Chatterbox Crew. I know, I was looking at a tree. It's so beautiful. It's dancing. There's some wind outside. I can't wait to go outside and make some more TikToks.
I know.
But anyways, we're on all streaming platforms, Chatterbox Crew. If you want to find us on TikTok, Twitter, what else? Instagram. It's the Chatterbox Crew.
And YouTube.
Oh, yeah, and YouTube. Oh, my God. And if you want to find me on TikTok, it's whatsup_Maria. And my Instagram is xo.xo.maria with two A's at the end. And where can I find you?
If you want to find me, you can find me at... Oh, girl, I almost glitched again. I almost said my old username.
What the fuck?
It's weekend.
Go weird, Jamaican.
That happened. That literally, that exact same thing happened in Deja Vu. That same thing.
Deja Vu.
That same thing happened in one of our other episodes, and the clip of me saying I'm tweaking made me laugh. I was in bed like tears in my eyes. It was so funny to me for like 10 minutes just saying I'm tweaking. But if you want to find me, because I know.
Yep.
Because I know you want to.
I know. This is our next episode. Like, now it's like, obviously I already knew, like, our next episode is, like, the one we're going to be filming in New York. But it's, like, now it's, like, literally next week.
Mm-hmm. And stay tuned, because our New York episode is going to be half and half. It's going to be beginning in New York, ending in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
The beginning of when we're in New
York?
Like,
the first day, like, the first night, and then the last night is the second half. Because, mm-hmm. like, y'all know how we always take that break in the middle. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. So, anyway. You can find me at, did I say my username?
You didn't say yours.
You can find me at Nathaniel Next on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, and YouTube. All at Nathaniel Next, except for Twitter's Nathaniel_Net.
Good.
I know, bitch. Aren't they good? It's going to be Nathaniel_Next on Twitter, but Nathaniel Next everywhere. I know you want to find me. If you want to see how I got to this beautiful look, I do. I've upgraded. I have uploaded, by this point, I've already uploaded my Upgrade With Me video. I start off looking like a troll, and I end up looking like a beauty queen. So, is there anything else? I don't think there's anything else, Mama.
Do you want to do your ASMR? You never did your own ASMR segment. I think there's some ASMR throughout it.
What?
I don't know if you wanted to have your little moment.
I would love to have my little moment.
No, you love your moments. Oh, he's doing the screeching one. Hey, as long as it's not in my mouth. I'm telling y'all, I'm not a fan.
Mm-hmm. Do you like that? I know they do.
I wouldn't.
Anyway.
I know what's going on in that mouth, mm-hmm. and I hate it.
What the fucking mouth do?
You tell me. Or.
Apparently,
good. Josh told you.
Anyway, we're gonna go ahead and end it. Sorry for the abrupt loudness. Volume's back up, ladies.
Oh,
but then volume's back down for us. I mean, volume's back down for ladies. Volume's back down.
Are you a regular eardrum?
I know. Woo! Anyway, that's been that on this whole episode. I hope that everyone enjoyed it. What the fuck are you doing?
He came back for the ending. Zuki, do you have any last words?
Here for the big... It's crickets, bitch. Wow. He said, let's wrap this up.
He said, y'all need to shut the fuck up.
I hope that you all enjoyed this episode as much as we enjoyed it. Good.
Bye.
Bye. Oh.